Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kids back in school? Wow. And that's actually a news story, right?
What a concept.
I know. Kids go to school. Yes, it's September. They should be in school. Their parents want them there. And that's what the Greenville County Schools was considering last night. Board meeting allowing more students in classrooms, even though the spread of COVID-19 is back to ranked as high in the county. It's still not as bad as it was, or we're told it was. The test is so faulty, nobody really knows. But we're going to pretend that it's not faulty and ignore the New York Times article. I guess there's a lot of pretending going on here. Pretend that 90% of the results aren't false and they really are true positives. We'll pretend that. So we're going to base the school attendance on the pretend science of the pretend test. That is way too sensitive, but whatever. That's all we do is pretend anymore. So I literally have to separate make-believe from reality when talking about the news. It's so hard to do. So we base so much of what we're doing, like changing school plans, on results that are fake, but that's okay. We'll just pretend that the test is A-okay and not overly sensitive and not calibrated to be too sensitive, and that, you know, 90% of the positives are not actually false. We'll pretend that. So pretending that, we're going to still amend the school plan, maybe, probably, looking for ways to send kids second grade and below back to school 4 to 5 days a week. So probably some good news for some parents, particularly single parents or those who both have to work and they can't do it from home, that, you know, those kids could be going back, including, I mean, I was kind of surprised by this, saying kids second grade and under might not have to wear a mask. So that's good, because they're just not really at risk for this. They're just really, I mean, they're more at risk for the flu, and we don't act this silly about the flu with kids. So, you know, maybe we can move in a direction that makes some sense, especially now that we've, you know, we've been back for a month and everything's been, for the most part, okay. We don't really have, you know, we don't have any hospitalized children. We don't have anything like that. So good news for parents.
Well, I just thought it was interesting. Somebody had made the comment that we have no metric to measure this about the schools going back. And somebody brought up, yeah, we do. Child care centers, daycare centers have been open. And in fact, in South Carolina and many places around the country, the entire time they were never shut down. And those daycare centers, child care centers, are handling many of the same young children that the school system does. And there has not been, to the best I've been able to find out, any widespread, huge distribution, contamination of this thing from the child care centers. I mean, sure, there's just cases here and there, but there has been no widespread super spreader event like they keep trying to claim that a Trump rally is.
Well, I'm pretty confident if there was anything even remotely like that, the media would be all over it, standing outside the center, yeah, Screaming hysterically, trying to terrify parents.
Particularly if it were a church-run daycare in the South, it would have been.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, right. Because we know churches cause you to be sick, but not riots, just churches.
Right, exactly.
Right. Especially if you sing. So if you're screaming while you're setting fire to the building, not going to get the COVID.
No chance.
But if you are singing.
Yes, if you are praising God.
That leads
hallelujah.
To COVID. If you're singing death to, you know, chanting death to America, you know, chanting, hey, police officers should die, that doesn't pass the COVID. Just singing in church does.
Yeah, right.
Or even if church is in a park now, which they've tried to do all over the country.
Or on a beach in California.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. So I think we just ought to mix church with some protests. You know, I mean, get yourself some Black Lives Matter
signs. Somebody did that. They said that they held a church service and said, this is not a church service. This is a protest.
Yeah, but there's only some certain things you can protest. Otherwise, they don't count as a protest. Yeah. It's the way we do things now. I don't know. I got to say this, though. I have one child in school, and I have two in virtual, and I'm not in any hurry whatsoever to get the other two back into school. I'm very happy with virtual right now. I like it a lot. There's a lot of things I like about it. What they've done with virtual this year has, I think, revolutionized teaching. I really do. Just even the way things are taught. You know what I love about it is, for the first time, my special ed kid, I'm in class with him. I come home from work, and I'm there, and I've told him if he has trouble with something or whatever, just call me in. Let's see what you're doing. And I'm in there a lot. We sit on the same couch anyway while I'm working and he's going to school. So I'm hearing it over his shoulder anyway. Mm-hmm. And I love the program they've put together. It's cartoons. The teacher does some of it and does some grading and she does some teaching. She does a good job. But a lot of it is standardized now across the classes. And the cartoons are excellent. And a lot of times if he's confused, we go back to where he started to become confused and we watch it again. It is great for a special ed kid. This is fantastic. And we've even on some Saturdays, I tell him to tell me sometimes during the week, I don't have time. Okay, you mark down and I made a grid for him. Where did you get confused? And he puts it in the grid for his schedule. And I go back and all the videos of the lessons are there and we sit down in front of him. And, you know, the cool thing is I was very, very scared going into the school year because, you know, my son was being badly bullied. I mean, badly, abusively bullied. And we didn't find out about it till this summer. And he didn't want to go back. And so I started pursuing virtual for him for that reason. This kid had turned several other kids against him and they were all picking on him and the kids who were his friends just for being his friends. It was a horrific situation and he was so ashamed of it. He didn't even tell us till this summer and then he just started breaking down and crying. So no way, no how was he going back to school. And even his special ed teachers were telling me, I don't think he can do this because he gets an hour a day with them. That's how we keep his head above water. So I am now his special ed teacher too. And even, you know, my husband has been kind of skeptical, like we can't do this. What are you going to do? I mean, how are you going to do this? But I've just put together a system and we just go back and we click right on the classes he missed. We watch them together. I see, okay, yeah, I see why I didn't get that. We go back. Lee, right now, I've made it a month so far. I'm kind of tired, but I've made it a month. And he has his lowest grades an 80 right now, I think.
Not
in
bad.
One of his classes. So I love so much about this. I love that I can make him a grid. I love that he can check off where he got confused in the box. We go back, we fix it. And sometimes it doesn't even take me fixing it. Sometimes we just put him in front of the lesson again. He watches the second time, goes, oh, okay, I got it now. So I'm loving it. And I love the fact that it's standardized, believe it or not, because you can figure if you're showing all of the kids the same cartoons, right? That are lessons. If you're showing all the kids the same cartoons. You can figure out over time whether they work and replace them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it eliminates the disparities in teachers. I know the school where my kids go is, if I told you what it was, everyone would apply to go there. You have to do your own research. It's like a private school. The teachers are phenomenal. They have usually 40, 50 teachers apply for 4 to 5 spots at that school just to get in. It's the best teachers you can get. They're great. And those teachers that don't make the cut tend to fall to the weakest schools with the hardest to discipline kids. And they rotate in and out. It's a conveyor belt. It's a mess. And so if you're a child and you're poor and you're going to a school with single parents and a lot of problems and a lot of social issues, you've got the weakest teachers. That is a disaster of a combination. And we can fix it with this, Lee. We can fix it. We can get the best teachers, the best lessons, lessons that work in front of these kids. And we can figure out, hey, school system wide across virtual, this math lesson here did not work. This unit was poor. We can see the grades because they're all there. We can fix and fine tune so that all kids finally have the strongest lessons possible in front of them. And I've said this. I've been very interested in my students, both of my students' class. Half the kids in their class are Black. Half the kids in the school system are not Black. And you know what I think is happening here? I think inner city kids are fleeing the schools and they're using the virtual program to do it. I think there is a significant percentage of that. I'm waiting for some enterprising person, maybe over at the Greenville News, to go notice this. because I'm seeing it across my daughter's classes. I'm seeing it across my son's classes. And I think that is fantastic that kids can get out of these schools for whatever reasons. I mean, in our case, like I said, we're not doing this because of COVID. We're doing it because of bullying. I'm really excited about this. And I have to hand it to the school system. The rollout was not the smoothest in terms of letting parents know when and what and where. But so far, I may change my mind by December. I mean, so far, this has literally let me, you know, I mean, this has let us, this is good. I mean, it's just going really well for him. I didn't think he could make it without 5 days a week special ed teacher intervention. But so far, he's making it. We'll see if it lasts. But so far, he is. And I can't say enough good things about it. My only complaint would be like, please don't make it go away. Can we do this next year? Yeah. So that's my experience in Greenville, and my daughter's thriving in it too.
Well, the things that they're working on the legislature right now, from what I understand, they're simply wanting to get the 5 day a week in-person instruction to be an option. And right now you have districts who are saying, no, it's not an option. And Greenville County School District is one of those. And these Republicans, mostly, for the most part, are trying to make this. But you would still have the virtual option. So
yes.
There's...
So, yeah, you have
parents
all the options.
Parents would have the choice. And aren't Democrats usually about choice?
Yeah, see, and I would... You know, I think we should have a five-day-a-week option. But I also think at the local level, I might disagree with our superintendent on what he chooses. But I think we should decide it locally. I think we should have the option, but if our local doesn't want to do five, then it doesn't want to do five. I still believe in local control, even if I don't agree with what they come up with, is what
absolutely.
I'm saying.
Absolutely.
So far, good news here. I want to see if this raises grades across the board. That'll be interesting, won't it?
That's going to be the tale of the tape.
Yep.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Tara, my daughter's been going to childcare 5 days a week since this pandemic started, and now in school 5 days a week with no masks for kids and no cases of COVID. Why am I not surprised? Texter writes, how is Crash dealing with socializing that you were worried about? Great, actually. We have wonderful neighborhood friends, and school is over much earlier now since we're at home and there's no car lines and stuff. So he gets more playtime, and I like that. And I like those kids. They get good parents, good neighborhood friends, and he's actually playing more and he's happier. So I'm totally happy. Texter writes, oh, this is interesting. Good morning, Tara. I am a teacher in Greenville County Schools. I have to say this 2-day attendance plan has honestly changed the classroom for the better. That's what she says. I know that parents are at home and struggling on some days. However, their children are getting so much more attention. However, their children are getting so much more attention when they are at school. These class sizes are amazingly small, and I feel like I've gotten to know and work with my kids on a whole different level. Texter writes, just to remind your boy, he can do anything if he puts his mind to it. I'm a prime example. I was in ECS classes to teachers who told me I would never make it in life. I'm 35 now. I have a Class A CDL, and I drive a hazmat tanker truck for a living, and I own a home and two cars. Just tell your boy he can do anything if he puts his mind to it. Yeah, I believe that too. Despite, you know, learning disabilities and things like that, I don't know. I just have to say, I love having my child on the couch next to me going to school. I've learned so much about how he learns, and I absolutely love, the thing I love about virtual is all his classes are right there. And so, like I said, I made a grid for him, and I told him, you know, of his schedule, and I said, just put check in the box. If you don't understand the class, don't worry about it. Don't freak out. Just put a check in the box. We'll go back over it, and I can pull that lesson right up and go over it with him. And most of the time, all he needs is just to watch it again, and he'll get it the second time. And I can see where he went wrong. I can see, oh, yeah, that was no, that's not you. That wasn't explained really well. Let me help you with it. I mean, it makes my job as a parent so much easier when you're, I don't know, when they're at school and you don't know what went wrong. You spend a lot of time trying to figure it out. Was it the teacher? Was it the kid? Was it how it was explained? Did he space out for a minute? I mean, you know, what's going on? I love it. It is a love virtual. I hope they keep it next year. I really do. I didn't think I would. And my husband and I have just been talking about this. I didn't think I'd be able to keep my special ed kid's head above water before Christmas. I thought we'd be back by December. But I actually think I can do this. And I never thought that before. And I don't think I could have done it with a traditional homeschool at all. I don't have time to teach him myself. But the other cool thing is, when your kids are in virtual, if you can do this, and I know a lot of parents can't, but I also know a lot of parents are working from home, a surprising number that might not have been able to do this last year, but they can do it this year. One thing that I like is all the kids are downstairs, and I'm downstairs too. I'm working, they're working, and I'm hearing what their teachers are teaching kind of, you know, out of the corner of my eye, sort of, corner of my ear, whatever you would hear. And I'm going through, and I have such a much idea, better idea of what's going on in school. I already know which teachers I like and which I don't like. And I think it keeps everybody honest, if that makes any sense. I overhear lessons over shoulders all the time. And I know that teachers who are teaching virtually, whether they're doing it through the virtual program or the e-learning, I know that they're aware that parents might be listening, and they never know when the parent's not, you know, if the parent's listening or not. And I am a lot. I don't get everybody all the time, obviously, but it keeps everybody honest. I really think this is going to cut down on the politics in the school lessons too, that just shouldn't be there, particularly left-wing politics that gets injected. I don't want any politics in my kids' lessons. Just doesn't belong there. Teach them how to think critically. That's your job, not teach them what to think. So I love that too. I mean, there's just such a better checks and balances system with this way of going to school. I think it could change everything. Obviously not for everybody. There will always be parents who can't do this, and I'm fortunate that we're working from home right now, but still. Texter writes, that's great to hear about Crash. I was bullied throughout school, and it affects your life, you throughout life, so I'm happy about Crash. It was a tough decision, actually, to pull him out, but because he was at a great school, just decided he needs another year to grow up before he can take on kids like that. I mean, one kid maybe, but there were three, and it's almost insurmountable, honestly. Texter writes, teachers have been sending kids to the doctor since school started to prove symptoms, nor COVID. I'm not sure what that means. Will get worse for medical offices, I predict. Texter writes, if Greenville teachers are working less hours with less kids, why are school taxes not coming down? Well, no, they're doing a lot online, though. I will defend them on that. They are. E-learning involves a lot of other work that they may not be teaching directly at the time, but they have so much to put up on this, you know, on the website, and to check and to teach kids how to do it. It's the same amount of time. Trust me, I've seen it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Minneapolis. Okay, remember that was the site of the George Floyd drug overdose? You know the one where he died with three times the lethal level limit of fentanyl in his system. Foamed at the mouth, said he couldn't breathe seven times before the officer ever put his knee on his neck. That city? The one where the mayor thought it would be therapeutic if he just let the rioters have the police precinct? Cleared police from it. Millions of dollars worth of damage. And then their solution was, we'll just defund the police. And they did. They cut the police. This is the same city where we've now seen 20% of the police force, and they say it could go as high as 50 by the time it's over, claim PTSD and file for medical disability. And they can't find a single new officer to replace them. Not one. They literally can't find any recruits. And that's what happens when your police chief and your mayor lie to the public about George Floyd and throw the officers under the bus. I'm not saying these officers did a great job or anything, or even a perfect job, but what I am saying is that we now have a Minneapolis training manual, talks about this before, that says, what do you do when somebody's having a drug overdose? To prevent excited delirium, which is where they literally have a heart attack running around. You subdue them. How do you do that? The conscious or unconscious chokehold. What's that look like? Knee on the neck. You mean they were trained to do what we saw them do in that video that looked horrific? Yes, they were trained to do that. Oh, so the police chief was fired for that, right? No, he still got his job. They're all Democrats. So you understand it's Trump's fault. But it was in the training manual. Oh, not only was it in the training manual, and I did one of my Battleground podcasts on this. If you listen to any one Battleground podcast, you got to listen to Who Killed George Floyd. It's the most popular one still in downloads. It's done very, very, very well. It's got thousands of downloads. Unbelievable when you realize there was a training slide. It's still on the internet for anyone who cares to do any honest reporting. And it's almost eerie. It's the exact same position Floyd and the two other cops were in, holding the knee to his neck and his head turned to the side. The purpose of it was not to be racist or to be mean or to be hateful or because we hate people or we just are having a bad day as cops. That wasn't the purpose of the training slide. The top of the slide said, okay, they're in handcuffs. What now? Are you upset about this? Call the police chief. Ask him what the media won't. Ask him why he still has a job. Ask him why the Democrat mayor is protecting him. You know, the one who blamed Trump for this. Ask him that. He answers directly to the mayor. Ask them. Why are they still employed? A mystery to me. I mean, if this is a problem and it's the cops who screwed up here, somebody ought to answer for the training because they executed it perfectly. And the purpose of the knee to the neck and the head turned specifically to the side, just as we saw George Floyd's, you know, head in that video, was to prevent positional asphyxiation. What's that? That's when you're overdosing on drugs or having a heart attack or something, and they have you pinned. They discovered over time, hundreds of deaths across the country, that people become like little babies, like newborns, and they can't move their heads. They lose body function. And so they would suffocate with their face straight down. So what you do is you pin the head to the side, knee to the neck, and it keeps them from asphyxiating. It's what they were trained to do. It's what they did. It's what they're being tried for. You know who ought to be tried? There ought to be five of them. Four officers and the police chief. And yet they ought to try the mayor too. It is an outrage they've never had to answer for the fact that this was in the training manual. And you know what we don't know? Is this an effective strategy? I still don't know that. I still don't know. I have no idea. I mean, they did it over 200 times over 5 years, didn't kill a single person, but George Floyd, who had three times the lethal level of fentanyl in his system, he's the only one who died. Do you know, by the way, we have the George Floyd autopsy now? Do you know we have the full thing? His lungs, when he died, weighed three times what they should have. Process that for a minute. Was that the result of the knee to the neck? No, no. It was a result of the drug overdose he was having. Notice how the media doesn't mention George Floyd much anymore. Do you notice that? Yeah, they've all read it. They know. They know that the whole George Floyd thing was one massive lie of omission by them, and they really don't want you to read that autopsy report, and they really don't want you to see 3 times the lethal limit of fentanyl in his system. He took 3 times what it takes to kill you. They really don't want you to see the symptoms of fentanyl overdose either. What do those look like? A difficulty breathing. Foaming at the mouth. You know, like he did in that video. God, the lies this country is told. Anyways, the Minneapolis PD said, you know, the way to fix this is to just change the training, fire the police chief, change the... No. Fire the police. Makes sense. Now they're seeing what that wrought. Headline. No one could have seen this coming, y'all. Minneapolis City Council alarmed by crime surge after defunding police. What did you think would happen? Minneapolis County, this is a New York Post. Minneapolis council members who just 2 months ago moved to eliminate the police department sounded the alarm during a Wednesday meeting about a surge of crime seen by their constituents, you think? Folks, none of this, by the way, will dissuade Democrats one iota from trying to make these policies national. What? No, you got Bernie Sanders and Senator Markey. Both of them, they've already sponsored the bill to disarm the police. It's in the Senate right now. No riot control, no pepper spray, no rubber bullets, no beanbags, nothing, none of it. They want to take this national. City council members pressed police chief Midaria Arondondo about the uptick in crimes that included daylight carjackings, robberies, assaults, shootings, and street racing. God, they're racing in the streets. These liberals are like little children on Christmas morning. Oh, no questions about how the presents got there. Anyway, residents are asking, where are the police? Said council member Jamal Osman. You defunded a moron? Noting that constituents' calls to the Minneapolis Police Department have gone unanswered. That is the only public safety option they have at the moment. MPD, they rely on MPD, and they are saying they're nowhere to be seen. Yeah, you demonize them. They're afraid to leave the precinct. You all lied about how George Floyd died. You threw the officers under the bus. The police chief didn't say, hey, you know what? This is part of the training manual. We've been doing this safely over 200 times for 5 years. Knee to the neck. We use it particularly in drug overdoses like George Floyd was having. No, he threw the officers under the bus. If I were an officer in the MPD, I'd be afraid to get out of my car. Good God, would they go throw me under the bus for political expediency? Call me a racist for doing exactly as I was trained to do? And the very liberals who trained me throw their hands in the air and blame me and say I'm a racist? Take no responsibility? God, it's a wonder they leave the parking lot. Those that haven't gotten medical leave are in the process of trying to get retirement early. Minneapolis PD's crime data shows a rise in assaults, robberies, and homicides, as well as property crimes and arson. According to the Minnesota Public Radio, more people have been killed in the city in the first 9 months of 2020 than were slain in all of last year. Arondo said about 100 officers have left the department or taken leave of absence since the start of the year, more than double the typical number of officers who either stepped down from the department or were inactive. In July, the council took steps toward dismantling the city's police department, including approving an amendment to remove $1 million from the police department and reallocate it toward the health department to hire, are you ready for this? Violence interrupters who are intended to defuse potentially violent situations. Oh my God. Y'all, you got to hear this. Now, I'll play it next. You got to hear this. They're like little children, these liberals. They don't live in reality. They live in a fake place. A special, silly, down the rabbit hole, fake place. You got to see this. And you got to hear, you can't see it, but you got to hear this. They're at the city council meeting. They're like, what but the crime? Our constituents don't know where to turn. There's crime everywhere. What do we do? Don't defund the police department, morons!
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Okay, Texter's asking, sorry about that. Yeah, so far the most popular Battleground podcast I've done is Who Killed George Floyd. It's got thousands of downloads. And it's always from the first week of podcasting. Anyway, people asking, you know, how they can get it. It's just text Battleground to 71307. It's everything you need to know about the George Floyd case. And you'll begin to see why so much of what's going on in America right now is so fake. This whole movement is fake. It's based on a massive lie. And now you have the Minneapolis City Council just beside themselves. But the crime, it's spinning out of control. Yeah, you defunded the police, morons. They didn't completely defund them. And then they're shocked to see, my constituents are calling 911 and they cut $1 million from the department and nobody's answering. Well, what'd you think would happen? That was the goal, right? Texter writes, has anybody ever stopped and asked why it's so important to defund the police? Possibly the main reason is so there's no middleman between the right and the left. Oh, you're getting closer. You see, the right is then forced to defend itself, creating the civil unrest and violence that Marxists want. They need chaos to deceive our citizens and overthrow our government. The Red Mirage is most likely the backup plan to form the same situation, regardless of the outcome of the election. The Marxists have planted their flag on our soil. Either be a patriot or a proletariat. So says Damon. I think Damon's close. No. See, their problem is that local police don't answer to them. And their goal since the Obama administration first laid it out in its 21st century policing report was the gradual replacement of local police with federal police. It was supposed to start with the management level captains, stuff like that would be federal employees and would be trained. All police officers would be trained at the federal level. The 911 system would be nationalized. Yeah. And eventually the plan was that all local cops would be federally funded. Well, that would mean they answer the federal government, which means they answer to no one. Their beef with the cops, folks, is that they answer to us. They answer to our city councils, if they're deputies, our sheriffs, who we elect directly, and our mayors. We have very direct control over what they do at the local level. The left can't stand that. They believe that police, like the FBI has become, should be political institutions and organizations that first and foremost enforce their politics and maybe get to some crime later if there's time. Texter writes, sadly enough, I can't wait for Minneapolis. I don't even understand this one. I'm going to skip it. Texter writes, look up homes for sale in Minneapolis, Tara. Tons. Not surprised. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I thought George Floyd was murdered. I've changed my mind. He was dying. The police tried to save him. The false narrative, a real travesty. Now the texter writes, hey, Tara, I miss the show Live PD. I bet if they bring it back, it will have a left slant. I think that show showed the police are good people. Another texter writes, Minneapolis will burn when the police officer found not guilty, but you don't read my text. Well, I do today. Another texter writes, I think he probably had drugs on him and he noticed the police coming up and he swallowed them. No, we know he was, what was it called? Roofing or hoofing? Is it hoofing? I can't remember. Is it hoofing? Hooping. That's what it was. Yes. Yeah, he had told the police. That's where you put the drugs up the butt. As a storage mechanism, you know what I'm saying? Never a good idea. Texter writes, I'm pretty sure that knee to the neck restraint was used a lot when Live PD was on the air. Yeah, it was used all over the country. We had it here in Greenville up until the week this happened. We got rid of it. This wasn't something the officer invented on the fly because he was a racist, although you'll never know that to watch our media. Texter writes, Tara, I just heard that the coronavirus is declining in our state. I'm guessing it will be zero cases of coronavirus by November 4th. Pretty close to that. Wouldn't surprise me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.